Spilled more than 10,000 barrels of oil. That's about 1,600,000 liters. That rupture happened near Mayflower, Arkansas, just north of Little Rock.
KRK reports the rupture caused oil to bubble up in yards and flow down the street, leading authorities to evacuate the neighborhood. ExxonMobil released a memo with an update on the cleanup effort. The company said they have 15 vacuum trucks and 33 storage tanks cleaning up the oil. So far, approximately 12,000 barrels of oil and water have been recovered. Also, no oil has reached a nearby lake, Lake Tahoe. ExxonMobil is still investigating what caused the pipeline to break. KATV reports the company confirmed that no one was digging in the area. It's still unclear when residents will be allowed back to their homes.
So tell me why I'm wrong.
Well, look, what you're saying sounds very reasonable, but we need to meet the challenge of climate change with all of the ambition and inspiration that we have to offer. What we know is that tar sands oil is dirtier than conventional oil. What we also know is that we shouldn't be spending $7 billion on a dirty and dangerous pipeline when we know that clean energy will do a better job.
If you were to look around the world, is this the worst form of energy we are using? No, it's dirty coal plants for sure. I totally support you and the Sierra Club on it. But what I'm struck by is, why are you singling out this one
very closely to this? Over the last 3 years, more than 140 U.S. coal plants have been announced for retirement.
Big oil. Just this past Friday, the U.S. Senate passed the Hogan Amendment, a non-binding amendment that pledges the Senate support for building. No word on when the entire spill will be under control.
A lot of them will be replaced by clean energy, and it's enabling the U.S. to reduce its greenhouse gas emissions to a point that we were at 20 years ago. The overall tar sands development threatens to undermine all of that progress.
How? I gotta stop you. First of all, most of those coal-fired power plants, the electricity they're generating is being replaced by natural gas. 5%. Most of what we're talking about is the replacement of coal is natural.
Back to Keystone in a second, but what's happening in the electricity market right now is that solar and wind, the costs are dropping extremely fast. The cost of solar has dropped by 80%.
XL pipeline across the U.S. Remember, this is the U.S. Senate that currently holds a Democratic majority. Even though historically Democrats have been the largest proponent for the environment, when you have donors to pay back, well, voting for your principles just doesn't quite cut it. In fact, Oil Change International reports that the 10 original co-sponsors of the Hoven Amendment received an average of $807,000 from the fossil fuel industry. Guys, that's $8 million total. Apparently enough money to manipulate the policies of our government.
Pipeline sprayed thousands of barrels of crude oil across the Central Arkansas subdivision, forcing nearly two dozen homes to evacuate. The 20-inch so-called Pegasus tar sands pipeline burst late Friday near Mayflower, Arkansas, creating what the Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, is categorizing as a major spill. Officials say the pipeline gushed oil for 45 minutes before being staunched. More than 12,000 barrels of oil and water have been recovered. According to Exxon, the pipeline will be excavated as part of its investigation to determine the cause of the leak. ExxonMobil says about 50 claims have been filed so far by people affected by the oil spill. Local news station KTHV 11 spoke to two Mayflower residents impacted by the spill.
You know, we're all having to pay mortgages and we can't even live in our houses or... You know, if it doesn't fit in our car, we don't have it right now. So we're really concerned about that, and we're just concerned about our property values and what is ExxonMobil going to do for us.
I had no idea that there was a pipeline out here, I mean, literally right at the corner of the subdivision.
Efforts are currently underway to prevent the oil from contaminating the nearby drinking source, Lake Conway. The spill's refueling calls on the Obama administration to reject the controversial Keystone XL pipeline.
This is Micropower Radio. You're listening to the Micropower Furious George Show. High powered and potentially offensive to some of you resource extractionists out there. for everyone else who cares about the future of the planet, potentially stopping this Keystone Pipeline and other very bad ideas that will make our climate inhabitable and hospitable, we will continue with that theme here, including some fun stuff from this new Gaslamp Killer album. And if I can get this tape deck or CD deck working, some other fun stuff. Like the classic Flying Lotus Fly Low LA album we started off with. Thanks for everybody listening. This is WCOM LP Chapel Hill Carbo, micro-powered community-based radio, LPFM, low-power FM radio, which is kind of in the spirit of the old-school micro-powered free radio DJs, also known as pirate DJs. So look, we're just going to kind of keep cranking it up, heating it up here in the studio. We've got like sleet coming down in the middle of spring. There's nothing wrong. Just pay no attention to the massive catastrophic apocalyptic climate shift that's happening right now outside your window. If you're not furious, you're not paying attention. I'll be back. Stick around.
Oil from Canada to refineries in Texas. For more, we go to Bill McKibben.
Piece of New York Times today from the Canadian writer Thomas Homer Dixon, pointing out that a plurality of Canadians oppose this pipeline and are eager to get rid of the whole tar sands business. This is a disaster not waiting to happen. It's a disaster happening in slow motion. Whether the Obama administration and the Kerry State Department are going to go along with it or not.
ExxonMobil did release a statement that read in part, quote, emergency response efforts are focused on ensuring the safety of the community members and the response workers, addressing community concerns and the cleanup process. Precautions are in place to keep oil away from Lake Conway, they said. Bill, how has ExxonMobil's response to the spill compared to last ones?
Well, this is in a different place. It's more there, you know, it happened right in the middle of a subdivision, apparently. There's almost unbelievable pictures of what people's backyards look like. I just put some up on my Twitter feed.
Dallas, Texas.
In fact, something that Canadian actress Evangeline Lilly told Breaking a Set at the Forum Climate Rally that she feels very passionately about. Take a look.
If we focus on terrorism coming in from the outside world, we're naive to the terrorism that's going on within this country, which is big money oil, terrorizing the government, holding their hands behind their backs, and holding all the cards, and tying up the government, and tying up the president and his choices.
that?
Picked them up from the printers yesterday.
Good coloring.
That's bone. And the lettering is something called Cillian Rail.
It's very cool, baby. The neighborhood. And it's going all the way to the drain at the end of the street. Luckily, our house is here, which is seemingly unaffected, but the smell is unbelievable.
Parts of it still shut down for human use 2 or 3 years later, and in the Yellowstone River. The trouble with this stuff that's spilling out of these, I mean, it'd be bad enough to have a regular oil spill, right? We remember the Exxon Valdez, on and on and on. This stuff's a whole degree of nastiness worse. It's called dilbit, diluted bitumen. It's the tar sands. You have to heat it up, and then you have to add chemicals to even get it to flow. Game over for the climate.
Incredible.
And we're oil. Kind of messing with the environment on so many fronts that it's as if you'd set out to figure out what was the worst environmental thing you could do.
Bill, the Mayflower spill comes 2 days after a train also carrying Canadian crude derailed in Minnesota, spilling what, something like 15,000 gallons of oil.
Yeah. It's almost as if nature was trying to send a message that it might be best to just leave this stuff underground in Canada, where it's been safely for, the last few million years.
Have any impact on the president's decision over the Keystone XL pipeline? I mean, do you think this is making any of the senators who voted for it last week think twice?
Well, it should. The sort of nonchalance with which people have approached this entire issue, from the issue of spills of oil onto the land to the issue of spilling carbon into the atmosphere, is really appalling. I mean, our greatest climate scientist, Jim Hansen, who about an hour ago announced his retirement after 42 years from NASA, he said 18 months ago now, burn this stuff on top of everything else we're burning, and it's game over for the climate. You would think that might have gotten somebody's attention. Sooner or later, all these things are going to add up, and people are going to realize what unnecessary folly this is.
I couldn't agree more. And I mean, you know, Bob, we've heard the president talk about the dangers long term of the internal combustion engine, how it's 20th century technology. Do you think that he or our legislators in Congress may be swayed by disasters like we just saw in Arkansas?
You know, John, unfortunately, I just don't. We are in a cycle of find it, produce it, burn it, find it, produce it, burn it.
We'll be right back.
Shell pipeline extends 2 miles a day into Texas. But it can't get past Julia Trake Crawford.
You have 650 acres. They want a very small piece. Why not let them have it?
Because I don't think they have a right to it. I mean, if it was 650 inches or something, I wouldn't want them to take it.
And it kind of loops back around.
Plans call to bury the oil pipe a quarter mile upstream from Crawford's Creek, which is critical for her livestock and crops. She's worried about a leak and rejected a $21,000 offer from the pipeline's owner, TransCanada. TransCanada sued her.
I just don't believe that a Canadian organization that appears to be building a pipeline for their financial gain has more of a right to my land than I do.
Slow!
Most ranchers here, like Henry Duncan, welcome the pipeline. Duncan lives just across a two-lane country road from Julia Crawford. He won't say what TransCanada paid him to bury pipeline through his 200 acres, but it's enough to pay his real estate taxes for the next 2 years.
The big protests and personalities coming out trying to stop this pipeline, taking Alberta tar sands oil in a pipeline down to Texas. How's all this being received in Canada and by the, you could say, the public and by the Harper government?
Well, the Harper government has is basically freaking out about the possibility that Obama would say no to the pipeline.
What is this about?
Money. Free trade, microchips, toaster ovens.
And what does that have to do with you?
Nothing. Nothing.
1,600,000 liters. That rupture happened near Mayflower, Arkansas, just north of Little Rock.
KARK reports the rupture caused oil to bubble up in yards and flow down the street, leading authorities to evacuate the neighborhood. ExxonMobil released a memo with an update on the cleanup efforts. The company said they have 15 vacuum trucks and 33 storage tanks cleaning up the oil. So far, approximately 12,000 barrels of oil and water have been... Also, no oil has reached a nearby lake, Lake Conway. ExxonMobil is still investigating what caused the pipeline to break. KATV reports the company confirmed no one was digging in the area. It's still unclear when residents will be allowed back to their homes. KTHV reports residents are concerned about how the spill will impact their property value and overall quality of living, one even questioning the quality of drinking water due to recent rain. Exxon has put residents up in hotels until the spill is cleaned up. They have also created a claims hotline for residents affected by the spill.
We'll be right back.
get at, pressure to get at oil they otherwise could not get at. But in this case, this happened last week, something went wrong and the casing failed. A 7-inch wide pipe failed catastrophically, basically explosively, and that launched what they call the frack stack into the air. Javelining it into a nearby truck, as you can see in this picture. Amazingly, nobody was killed. There was only one injury associated with this accident, one concussion.
So what you're seeing now is that solar, is nuts, but is actually starting to beat out gas in California on cost alone. Wind is starting to beat out coal in the Great Plains states on cost alone.
So because of large subsidies in both cases. The solar, the California situation.
For every form of, there are subsidies for every form of energy, for coal, for gas, for solar, for wind, for nukes. What we're seeing, though, in 2012, for all of the new capacity that came online, more new capacity in solar and wind came online than coal and gas and nuclear.
Division, which is a fancy way of saying that he drills the Americas for Shell. Last year, Shell's drilling operations in the Americas got a big boost when the federal government gave Shell, specifically, the okay to start drilling in the Arctic. Lots of oil companies wanted that, but Shell's the one who got the go-ahead. And it was David Lawrence who was put in charge of that. As Shell was gearing up to start drilling in the Arctic, Mr. Lawrence gave an interview to Dow Jones in which he predicted that drilling in the Arctic would be, quote, relatively easy. Turned out to be relatively wrong. After getting the permits to start drilling, Shell just made a hash of it. These are the two rigs they sent up there to start drilling. The one on the left is called the Discoverer. The one on the right is called the Kolik. Well, last summer, the Discoverer nearly ran aground after dragging its anchor through the Aleutian Islands.
Administration to enact the car standards announced last fall. Those car standards will save 3 million barrels of oil every day, which is almost four times the amount of oil that would come through this Keystone XL pipeline.
Is that Exxon announced they're developing an official plan to evacuate an oil pipeline that ruptured underneath a Mayflower subdivision on Friday. The bad news is that this is how residents of that subdivision spent their Easter weekend.
So that is a pipeline that is busted and is flooded the neighborhood and is going all the way to the drain at the end of the street.
Cause I miss you.
Enron XL pipeline. So in the context of all of this, when we have the dirtiest, most carbon-intensive fuel source on the planet in Canada, we don't need this oil. We don't need to be bringing it down from Canada.
Canada's oil reserves. 98% of Canada's oil reserves are in Alberta. 99% of those oil reserves are in tar sands. The Canadians are going to produce this stuff. It is going to get to market. It is going to get to people who want it, whether it's in Asia, whether it's in China, whether it's in the Gulf of Mexico. These oil sands will be developed. You're arguing against private when you have inflation.
How to build refineries and coal plants. We can't continue the same pattern of development over the next century that we've had over the last century.
Barrels a
day. Last year we had
so multiply the pictures you're seeing from Arkansas by 10, and then of course transpose them on top of the Oglala Aquifer. Not a pretty picture.
Had record droughts and record wildfires and record storms. Our temperature increase was a full degree Fahrenheit over the previous record. All of that was in 1 year with barely more than a degree of warming. We're about to see almost 4 degrees of warming. We're about to see that. That's almost locked in. So we have to do something different. So
luckily our house is here, which is seemingly unaffected, but the smell is unbelievable. I mean, look.
Homes in the area have been evacuated while the cleanup gets underway. The EPA has classified it as a major spill. ExxonMobil has not yet said how much oil is estimated to have spilled, only that as of this evening, they cleaned up 12,000 barrels of oil and water. In local news coverage of the spill, it was common to hear evacuated residents say they did not even know they lived essentially on top of a 60-year-old oil pipeline. And of course, in the cable news business, the true measure of any oil spill is the degree of heartbreak spread by images of its avian victims. These obligatory photos of oil-covered fowl come from the Hawk Center in Arkansas. Most of these birds had been bathed at least once before these pictures were taken. Just 2 days before the big suburban spill in Arkansas, a train derailed in western Minnesota, spilling 15,000 gallons of crude into a rural Minnesota field. We don't know for sure whether that was also tar sands oil, but we do know that it came from Alberta, which at this point is probably as famous for its tar sands as for anything else. As for the pipeline that ruptured in Arkansas, that pipeline used to carry crude oil from Texas up north to Illinois. But in 2006, because there was so much heavy crude oil coming out of Canada, Exxon reversed it. So now it flows north to south, bringing dirtier, harder to clean up crude oil for the middle of the country.
Thank you.
in any way. Also, of course, the Pegasus pipeline, just like the Keystone pipeline, was touted for having the latest and most advanced leak detection technology, and on and on and on. This is just one more sign of what a misbegotten adventure this whole tar sands thing is. There's a tremendous op-ed piece in New York Times today from the Canadian writer Thomas Homer Dixon, pointing out that a plurality of Canadians oppose this pipeline and are eager to get rid of the whole tar sands business. This is a disaster not waiting to happen. It's a disaster happening in slow motion.
That trying to stop the tar sands development is hard to do. It's particularly hard to do when you have the U.S. government, the Canadian government, and the oil industry all aligned to try to expand development. But what we're saying is that we can't do it. What we're also proposing is that clean energy, which is cheaper, which will put more people to work, which won't threaten our air and water, won't destabilize our atmosphere, is ready to do the job. It's ready to take up a much larger proportion of our energy demand in the United States. We're ready for a clean energy transition, but that transition will be delayed, it'll be suppressed, the more money we sink into these new, big fossil fuel projects.
This entire issue, from the issue of spills of oil onto the land to the issue of spilling carbon into the atmosphere, is really appalling. I mean, our greatest climate scientist, Jim Hansen, who about an hour ago announced his retirement after 42 years from NASA, he said 18 months ago now, burn this stuff on top of everything else we're burning, and it's game over for the climate.
WCOM-FM, LPFM, Micropower Community Based Radio. I'm Furious George. This is the Furious George Show. We do this every Thursday from 10 to 11. Sometimes it's offensive. Hopefully this show doesn't offend anybody really, but pipeline developing interests. For everyone else, listen, there's lots of ways you can help fight this thing. The most important way is, of course, contact your legislator. There are other ways you can do it. One way is to check out the furiousg.blogspot.com webpage, where you can hear about this theme and other environmental or social justice or radical issues from one to another. I've been doing it for the last 15 years, and it's so much fun to do it here in this cool new little studio at WCOMLPFM, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. I'm going to send you away just sticking with this Earth Eco Green theme. Also dedicated to DJ Charlie Char and DJ Ace Man. We're going to send us off with some Bjork. This is her Biophilia song. Thanks for listening to Micro Power Radio. I'm furious.
That we've had over the last century. Last year we had record droughts and record wildfires and record storms. Our temperature increase was a full degree Fahrenheit over the previous record. All of that was in 1 year with barely more than a degree of warming. We're about to see almost 4 degrees of warming. We're about to see that. That's almost locked in.
Of the ones we love, dovetail our generation.